Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of harvest! Wizards of weed! Cotton conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the smallest cattle herd in decades means record beef prices may be on the way to the grocery store soon. Michael Clemens tells us a little bit more about what this means for farmers and ranchers.
USDA's biannual cattle inventory report shows the nation's cattle herd at 87.2 million head, down roughly 2% from last year, and the lowest herd size in 73 years. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Baird Nelson says it's all because of recent droughts.
The combination of higher input prices and drought drove farmers and ranchers to market more cattle. And not just more cattle, but more female cattle that are responsible for replacing the beef herd. Now, we're looking at a beef herd of about 28.2 million head. Amongst that, we have a calf crop that is 33.6 million. Now, this is down 2%, but it's the smallest calf crop since 1948. That's in 76 years.
Despite the low inventory numbers, Nelson says there is still a high level of cattle on feed.
So right now, cattle on feed supplies are strong. That means what we have in the pipeline for beef supplies is strong. And so that should keep prices for our consumers at the grocery stores kind of stable for the time being. But as that supply begins to dry up, that's when we're going to see beef supplies start to get tighter and tighter. And this could lead to the record prices that I think are going to occur in 2024 and 2025.
Nelson says that while some cattle producers will benefit from higher prices, tighter inventory doesn't mean good news all around.
But not all farmers are going to be seeing that. You know, when we look at guys that are trying to expand, for example, they're going to have to pay higher dollars to get their hands on cattle to expand their operation. So a little bit of a black swan event that can occur with these higher prices.
Read more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Well, regardless of which team you're cheering for on Sunday, the real winner always is the Super Bowl food, right? And that, of course, is thanks to a team of 2 million farm families working on your behalf. Super Bowl Sunday ranks among the top days of the year for food consumption in the United States. As you're watching your favorite team and eating your favorite snacks, here's a couple of facts that you may not know. How about chicken wings? 1.5 billion chicken wings are consumed during the big game. That's according to the National Chicken Council. Also, more than 164,000 farms raise chickens and eggs. You'll have more than 8 million pounds of corn tortilla chips that'll be eaten during the game. Pizza, also in the top three of all game day snacks. Well, where does the pizza come from? Farmers plant almost 50 million acres of wheat every year, which is, of course, used for your breads, cookies, pretzels, and cakes. America's families purchase more than 25 million pounds of cheese for the big game, according to estimates by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Dairy cows produce more than 226 billion pounds of milk every year. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.